Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olei HaShalom. It begins in the Odes of Hutter edition with the new Perek Ein Oimdim on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. Those using the art scroll Yerushalmi are beginning the second volume of Yerushalmi Brachas. Begins the Mishnah, Ein Oimdim Lispalel, one does not begin to daven. Only with Kovid Roish. What exactly does Kovid Roish mean? So if we look at the Meforshim here, on the Yerushalmi, each one adds a point to the other one's Pshat. The Charedim begins by saying that Kovid Roish means Hachna. A person subjugates himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Pnei Moshe we find Hachna, which the Charedim said, but then he adds Umora, and he has awe of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Trepidation. Dichsev, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira, serve Hashem with fear and trepidation. And what do we mean by Ivdu? V'avoda zu tfilahi. When we refer to avoda, we are referring to davening. So a person should daven with hachna to the Ribbono Shel Olam and with fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Rash Cirillo, we find Pirish kvifas roish, that the person bends his head, loshen hachna, sheyichavin tefilasi ka'adam sheyesh lo machshava, that he has in mind the purpose of his tefillah, what his tefillah means, like a person who has thought, and therefore he takes his mind and gives it over to the Ribbono Shel Olam as he is now preparing to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mara Fulda adds that why do we say that Hachna specifically is referred to as Kovid Roish, which literally is translated the heaviness of the head, Val Shem Shekeshe Kovid HaRoish, when the head feels heavy, Ba'adam Hu Nichna, so he bends down if he has a headache, or he's groggy, he's tired, so he will bend his head. Lefikach amar b'kavod roish. Therefore, in order to depict the concept of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying Shmoneh Esrei to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with fear and trepidation and subjugating oneself to Hashem in a spirit of achna, that is best described with the words kavod roish, the heaviness of the head. Continues the Mishnah. Chassidim or Rishonim, the early pious tzaddikim, the Chassidim, hayu shoyin sho'achas u'mispalim. They would wait, as the Pnei Moshe and the other Meforshim explained, the Charedim as well, the Rash Cirillo, b'mokim shebol ispal. When they came to the place, to the Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses, where they were davening, they didn't begin davening right away, but they waited an hour to prepare themselves, and the Mishnah explains why. Kidei sheyichavnu eslibam lamakam. Hayishoyin sheachas umispalim. They waited 1 hour, and then they davened, and the purpose of that wait was in order that they should have the correct thoughts in their mind that they are davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, as the Pnei Moshe puts it, v'yachshavu lifnei mi hein boim lispal. They should think in their minds, who are we coming in front of to daven? U'miktoich kach nichnasa hayira v'achna b'libam. Since you have to daven, as we explained, b'kovid roish, which the Pnei Moshe explained is with achna and yira, how does one get that achna and yira? When he thinks before he davens, to whom he's davening, to the Melech, Malach, Yamlach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that brings feelings of achna and yir in his heart, and then he is ready to daven to Hashem. Continues the Mishnah, Afilu HaMelech Shel B'Shlomei, even if during davening a king, he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and a king asks for his welfare, a king says Shalom Aleichem to him, Lo Yeshivenu. He should not interrupt, he should not respond to the king. Dipnei Moshe points out, according to the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, says Dipnei Moshe, V'dafke Melech Yisrael. This refers to a Jewish king, where if he doesn't respond, he doesn't have to worry that the Jewish king will kill him. Avol Melech Akum, but a Gentile king, a one who serves idols, then he is supposed to interrupt his tefillah because he's putting himself into a danger that if he does not respond, that the Goyish king, the Gentile king, may kill him, and therefore he should interrupt his Shmoneh Esrei. Vafilu nochosh korach al akevoi, ends the Mishnah, even if a snake is wrapped around his heel, lo yafsik, he should not be mafsik. Explains the Pnei Moshe that this, as the Gemara tells us, this is dafke a nochosh. Sheroiv pomim ein a noishik. Most of the times, a snake will not bite. However, a scorpion or another animal who has the tendency to always bite, and through that bite the animal could kill the person, then, says the Pnei Moshe, explaining the Mishnah, yafsik, that then you are mafsik your tefillah, because again, it's sakonis nefash. It's only a nachash where the Mishnah says lo yafsik, because most of the time the nachash will not bite to kill the person. Begins the Gemara on the top of Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, explaining our Mishnah, ein oindim lispalol, Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabba Abba. Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rabba Abba, habo men aderech, if a person comes from a trip, Usr lispalol, it is forbidden for him to daven. As the Pnei Moshe explains, mipnei shetir des haderech olav, because he is exhausted from the long trip that he has undertaken, ve'ein daitam yushavas, and he's not able to concentrate properly until he rests up. So if he just came from a trip, he has to first rest up, collect himself, be able to be mechavan that he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he's allowed to daven. Umatam. And what is a source for this? The Gemara answers, a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Nun Aleph, pasuk Yud Aleph, Lechein Shimi Nozois, listen please to me, Aniya, you, Klal Yisrael, who are the afflicted one, Vishikores Veloy Miyayin, you are drunk, and you are not drunk from wine. So the Charedim says over here, Divrei Maskil Shikoris, the second line on the right-hand column, that Kaimalon Shikor Osur L'Spal, a drunkard is not allowed to daven. L'fi Shein Datum Yushavis Olav, his mind is not calm. He's all mevulbal. U'tfila Ikri Avodish B'Lev, and tfila is what we refer to as service in the heart. V'zeh B'loy Lev Yadabra, this person who is Shikor, or he is in a state of stress because he has come from a trip, as Klal Yisrael was going through the Golus. And that's what the Pnei Moshe tells us, second line in the left-hand column, Mikan Lamadnu Shetiltul, moving from place to place, Kashu L'Adam, it's very difficult for a person. Umavr Data, it takes away his mind, Kishikar Azeh, like a drunkard. The Midami Anias Hagolus Vahatiltul Lishikru Chorus, because we see Yeshaya Novi compares the affliction of the exile and the movement from place to place, that is like, it winds up the same thing as a shikr. The Pirish of Hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, which has now been printed in the Friedman edition of the Oz V'Hodr Yerushalmi, he sums it up and says, Hilkach Kloloi Shel Dover, the rule is, Kol Shetorud, anybody who is in a state of being busy, he's preoccupied with something else, Ve'ein Daitom Yushavis Olav, and his mind is not tranquil, Usur L'Spal, he is not allowed to daven. And we see from the Pasuk Yeshaya that a person could be drunk, have the same effects as a person who is drunk without actually drinking wine. But just like someone who's drunk, he's mevulbal, as the Pirush of Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, Vashikr Osur L'Spal Mishum Shedata Mevulbelas. So a person can come to that same level of having bilbul hamachshava even without wine, because of some trauma, some difficulty that he has gone through. In such a state, he's not allowed to daven. And as a result of this, we come to the next similar halacha. Rav Zrikon, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who said in the name of B'Shem Rabbi Lozer Benoish Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Lozer the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what did he say? Hametzar, someone who has tsar, which the Charedim says either is Tsar Mammon Oy Kaev Guf, he lost a large sum of money, or he has a lot of pain in his body, he too is Osir L'Sbal, he's not allowed to daven. And the Gemara continues, Loy Mistavra Elemen Hadin Karyan. It only makes sense that the source of this halacha, that a meitzar is not allowed to daven, is Osir L'Sbal. The only source is that same pasuk that we mentioned before, Habo Men Aderech Osir L'Sbal, the same pasuk in Yeshaya, Lachain, Shimi Nozois, Aniya, you afflicted one, you Klal Yisrael who have been going through Golus, with all that the Golus represents, all the difficulties of Golus, of going from place to place in exile, so you are Shikores V'loy Miyayin, and just like a Shikor cannot daven, somebody traveling from place to place, a difficult journey, is not allowed to daven until he collects himself and is able to be mechaven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara, Tani, we learned in a Brisa, and actually this is a Tosefta, in Brachas Perek Gimel Halacha Chaf Aleph, and also in Medrash and Tehillim, Lo Yamid Adam Yispalel, a person should not get up to Daven Shemon Esrei, Loi Mitoich Sicha, as the Chredim explains, B'Shem Rashi in Brachas, that Sicha means Letzonis. He shouldn't daven after he has just mocked someone, the loy mitoich choik, and not from a joke, the loy mitoich kalos roish, and not from a state of levity, the loy mitoich dvar metalim, and not idle talk, elo mitoich dvar shel Torah. He should begin davening from words of Torah. And the Charedim tells us in Divrei Maschil, v'loy mitoch kalus roish, elo mitoch kovid roish, v'achno, k'dektonim masnisen. So the Charedim understands that this Tosefta, on the one hand, agrees with our Mishnah that it's required to have kovid roish, awe, trepidation, hachno in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not levity and jokes. However, continues the Charedim, Ella de Brisa Cholekes Amasnisen, and Metzreches Gam Lamoid Mitoch Divrei Torah Milvad Kovid Reish. The Brisa adds another element that not only do you need Kovid Reish, but you actually have to begin davening after you have recited Divrei Torah. The Amr Bavli, and the Bavli tells us in Masech de Brachas, the Rav Simi Barashi Ovid Kebrisa de Boyatarti, that Rav Simi Barashi did like the Brisa, that you need not only Kovid Reish of our Mishnah, but you also have to say Advar Torah before you begin to daven. Kach Pirush Rav Yonason ala Rif. This is the Rabbeinu Yonason's pshat on the Rif, Bavli in the Bavli. That two things are required according to the Brisa. Because of a Sefer Aguda, and the Sefer Aguda says, the Pirush Ri, the Hachi Kamalon, that the Ri says this is in fact the Halacha. Ulahachi oimrim zmiris vaashrei kaidim tefillah at kan l'shani, and that's the reason why we say zmiris and ashrei before shmeina esrei, in order that we can begin davening through divrei Torah. If you look in the Bir Hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the bottom right hand column in the new Friedman Yerushalmi, the last word says the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, "Va'anu she'omrim ashrei kodem atfila kidei lamoid bitfila mitoich divrei Torah." In order that you begin to daven from divrei Torah. Now, earlier in Divrei Amaschel, Ela mitoich dvar shel Torah tells us Reb Chaim Kanievsky shlita that bebavli goras mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. In the Bavli, it has a different girsa, that a person should first have simcha by doing a mitzvah, and then begin Shemayin Esrei. Ulefize, according to the girsa in the Bavli, not like we have Dvar Shel Torah, Mitoich Dvar Shel Torah. The Bavli has Mitoich Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Ulefize Asi Shapir, Mai de Messiahim, Shekem Etzinu, Benavim Rishonim, Shahayu, Chosman, Vidivrei Shevach. Why? That fits in very well with what the Gemara says, that further the Gemara is going to tell us that we find that the Nevi'im or Rishonim would end their Nevuos with words of praise and words of comfort. V'simcha shel mitzvah nami kahai gavna divrei tanchumen v'shevach. And the simcha shel mitzvah are also like words of comfort and praise. Shemitoich kach daitom yushevis l'spal. If he hears comforting words and he hears praise, or he's doing a mitzvah from which he gets simcha, these are all methods to have his mind focus on davening, to not have a mind that is mevulbel, that he's not able to daven. So far, Rav Chaim Kanievsky has told us that both the girsa in the Bavli of Simcha Shal Mitzvah is very matim. It fits very well with what the Gemara is going to conclude in a few lines, that the Nevi'im Rishonim used to end their Nevuah with Divrei Shevach v'Divrei Nechames, or as the Shinui Nischois has it, in Ois Lamed, uvetachanunim, in words of tachnunim, supplication. All of these things make a person's mind calm and he's able to reflect on his davening in front of Hashem. Now, continues Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Lufi Girsas HaYerushalmi, Nami Lohachi Chavan, even our Yerushalmi, who says not Simcha Shal Mitzvah, but Mitoich Dvar Shal Torah, it also is going on the same track. Loi Mitoich Simcha Shal Tzchoik, it shouldn't be joy that comes from laughter, from a joke. El Mitoich Divrei Tanchumen Shal Torah, but from the comforting words of Torah. Hainu Simcha Shal Mitzvah, that's Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Umishum Derei Shadach Brais, the beginning of this Brisa. Tani Nami, we learned, Lo Yisbal Mitoich Atzvos, a person should not daven in a state of melancholy, being sad, depressed. Vahainu Desim, that's why he ends, She'enoi Mispalel Ela Mitoich Simcha. But what kind of Simcha? Umiyu Lav Mitoich Schoik, Ela Mitoich Dvar Halacha. It's not a joy that comes from laughter, from mockery, from lutzonis, from levity, but rather it's the joy that comes from a mitzvah. It's the joy from a dvar Torah. So it comes out that Rav Chaim Kanievsky is telling us that actually everything that we've learned in the Bavli and Yerushalmi all are mechaven to one direction. Our mission is telling us that it has to be b'kovid roish, b'hachna, b'yira, b'ema. That's what our mission is telling us. But what the Tosefta is adding is that it has to be things that calm a person down, make him tranquil, that he can concentrate on his davening. And what are those things? Those are Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Those are the words of the Nevi'im, Divrei Shevach v'Divrei Nechamois, or Tachanunim. Those are a Dvar Torah, the Simcha that you get from a Dvar Torah, but not the Simcha of Leitzonis, or Kalis Roish, or Schoik. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky has taken all of these items and fused them together into one concept that prepares a person to daven properly. The Gemara now asks a question on this statement that the Nevi'im Harishonim were Chosim, Estivreim, B'divrei Shevach, B'divrei Nechamois, from three sources in the Nevi'im Harishonim, from Yirmiyah, Yeshaya, and from Megillas Eicha, that it would seem that in those places the Nevi'im Harishonim did conclude with Divrei Toichachos, with rebuke and reprimand, and not with Divrei Shevach and Nechamos, consolation and praise. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Chutz Mi Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu is an exception. Shechasam B'Divrei Toichachos, that he did conclude with words of reprimand. And L'chayr Rabbi Elazar is asking a very good question, that if you look at the end of Sefer Yirmiyahu, so Perek Nun Aleph discusses the destruction of Bavel. But the last Perek of Yirmiyahu, Perek Nun Beis, discusses the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and of Klal Yisrael going into Golus, Golus Yechonia, V'chulu. So Rabbi Lazar has a good question. You tell me a rule. Then the Vimur Shem Hayu Chaismas the Vrambe Devei Shevach of Devei Nechamas, and we see not like that from Yirmiyo. That seems to be an exception. Amr Loi Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan responded, Oid Hu Bedivrei Nechamis Chasim. Even Yirmiyo concluded with words of consolation, because Ve'amar he said in Perik Nun Aleph Kocha Tishake Bavel. Kacha tishka bavel v'lo yisakum mipnei hara asher anochi mevi olea. So will bavel sink, and she will not rise because of the bad that I will bring upon her. So explains the Gemara. Lefi shehaya Yirmiyo chayzer misnavei al beis hamikdash. Since we find throughout Yirmiyo that he was prophesizing concerning the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Yachol b'churban Beis HaMikdash chasim, I would have thought that he would conclude the words of Yirmiyo with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Talmud Loimar ad heina divrei Yirmiyo, because that pasuk at the end of Perek Nun Aleph, which speaks about the destruction of Bavel, kacha tishka Bavel, v'lo yisakum nehara, it concludes ad heina divrei Yirmiyo. This is the conclusion of the Nevuah of Yirmiyo. B'mapoyle shel machrivav chasam. He concluded his prophecy, his Nevuah, with the downfall of those who destroyed Klal Yisrael. Bavel, who was machriv the Beis HaMikdash, he concluded the words of Yirmiyo with the destruction of those who destroyed Klal Yisrael of Bavel. Loi chasam b'divrei techachais. And he did not conclude with words of Teichacha, because the destruction of Bavel is a nechama for Klal Yisrael. That is a consolation for Klal Yisrael. And the Charedim immediately asks, that's fine for Perek Nun Aleph, but Yirmiyo has one more Perek, Perek Nun Beis, and there it does speak about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Charedim, in Divri HaMaschel, Leichasim Divri Teichachais, Shal Churban HaMikdash, El B'Churban Bavel HaMachrivai, Va'af Alpi, Shebeseifer Yirmiyo Kosov, HaChurban Shal Mikdash B'Soif HaSeifer, even though in Yirmiyo you will find the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash at the end of the Sefer in Perek Nun Beis, we have a famous rule, the Gemara in Pesachim, Dav Vav Amid Beis, Ein mugdam u'mo'ochr b'Torah. There is no sequence to the Torah. You could have one perik ahead of the other one, and really the earlier one is the last one. And the Charedim adds, v'yesh tam b'chol mugdam u'mo'ochr. There's a reason wherever you have the Torah not writing things in the proper sequence, there's a reason for it. Nela mimenu, we don't know the reason, but Yodua lelekenu Yizbaruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows why he put things not in the correct sequence. But what's Nagei our Gemara? The Gemara is saying that the key words are Ad Kan, Ad Heina, Divri Yirmiyo, Perik Nun Aleph. These are the concluding words of Yirmiyo, and not what we find later in Perik Nun Beis, Ein Mugdum Mokhor Batayra. The conclusion of Yirmiyo is also Nechama for Klal Yisrael, because we consider Perik Nun Aleph, Ad Heina, Divri Yirmiyo, to be the concluding Nevuah of Yirmiyo, and therefore it is ending with the destruction of those who destroyed Klal Yisrael, namely Bavel, which is a Nechama for Klal Yisrael. And now the Gemara asks a question from the last pasuk in Yeshaya Navi. Voksiv, v'hoyu de'roin l'chol baser, and they will lie in disgrace before all of mankind. So it's ending with divrei teichachos. The Gemara answers, ba'akim hi askin. It's not referring to Klal Yisrael. It's referring to those goyim who worship avodah zarah. And as the Rosh Cirillo says, Demapolis Akum Nechamahi, the destruction of the Goyim, that is a Nechama for Klal Yisrael. But the Gemara asks a question from the last pasuk in Eicha, Voksiv, Ki Mois, there's a word missing here, Ki Im Mois Mastanu, because even if you have utterly rejected us, Kotsafta Oleinu Adma Oid, you already were enough angry at us. So that is the last pasuk in Eicha, and it seems to be ending with Divrei Teichachos, not Divrei Nechamos. Answers the Gemara, that the last pasuk is a reason for the pasuk that precedes it. The pasuk that precedes it is Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva, bring us back to you Hashem and we will come back. Chadesh Yomeinu k'kedem, renew our days like days of old. And the Gemara is saying, why? Why do we have the audacity to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us back? On what are we somech? The answer is Hashiveinu. Why? Tachas kimois mastanu. Because even if you have utterly rejected us and katzafta lenu admoid, you were already enough angry at us. And therefore, it's time that Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. So we're not ending with reprimand, we're not ending with divrei techachas, but rather the words at the end of Yeshaya are an explanation of why we have the right to ask Hashem, plead with Him, please take us back. You've already punished us enough. You've already been angry at us enough, and therefore it's time for Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. So we're really ending not with divrei techachas. We're ending with Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. And that is Divrei Nechama. We learned earlier on the Amid, Al Yifter Adam Mitoich Chaveri, Loi Mitoich Sicha, Loi Mitoich Schoik, Loi Mitoich Kalos Roish, Loi Mitoich Dvar Metelem, El Mitoich Dvar Shal Torah. And now the Gemara is going to cite an example of two of our greatest Nevi'im who parted one from another through a Dvar Torah. Af Eliyola Nifter Melisha, when Eliyol went up in a whirlwind to Shamayim, he did not separate himself from Elisha, Elamitar Dvar Shel Torah, only in the midst of a Dvar Torah, as we find in the Pasuk, Vayhi Hem Holchim, Holch V'daber. They were walking together, Elisha and Elio, and they were talking. Bameho Yoiskin, what Dvar Torah were they involved in? Rab Achva, Bereb Zeira Omar, B'Kriyishma Hoyoiskin. They were busy with Kriyishma. We know this from what it's stated by Kriyishma, Vidibartabam, since it says in the Pasuk by Elisha and Eliyahu, Vidaber, and it says concerning Kriyishma, Vidibartabam, you should speak in the words of Kriyishma. So therefore we understand that they were saying Torah in the inyan of Kriyishma. Rab Yuda ben Pazi Omar, Bebriyas Oilam Hoyo Iskin, they were involved in matters concerning the creation of the world. Hey, Kima de Omer, as it is stated, Bidvar Hashem Shmaim Nasu, with the word of Hashem, heaven was made. So again, it says Vidaber in the Pasuk by Elisha and Elio, and we find concerning Bria Shmaim Voritz the word Daber. So therefore, the Gemara understands that they were speaking in Bria Soilam. Rab Yudin Berei de Rab Evu Omer, Menachama Yerushalayim Hayo Iskin, they were busy with the consolation of Yerushalayim. Kima de Omer, as it says in the Pasuk, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim, speak unto the heart of Yerushalayim. So again, since by Elisha and Elio it says Vidaber, and here we find Dabru Alev Yerushalayim, so we understand that they were busy in Yonim concerning Nechamais Yerushalayim. For Rabbanan Amrin, the Rabbanan say, B'merkava Hayoiskin, they were busy with the chariot. In other words, they were busy with the heavenly chariot, which we know as Maisim Merkava. We know this from what it stated in the Pasuk, and now we're going to not use the word Vidaber, but rather from what we see happened in the separation of Elisha from Elio, we see what their subject matter was according to the Rabbanan. Because the Pasuk says, V'hine rechev eish v'susei eish, as the Elisha and Elio were walking along, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated Elisha from Elio, and then Elio was taken in a whirlwind up to Shamayim. So since the Torah, the Navi, there speaks about a rechev eish, so the Rabbanan understand that that itself was the subject matter of the discussion between Elisha and Elio. That was the Dvar Torah they were osekin as they separated one from another to fulfill what we learned, that Al Yifter Adam Mitoich Haveroi Ela Mitoich Dvar Shel Torah. Continues the Gemara, and the way the Haredim explains it here in Divrei Maschil, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Lo Yamoid,
We learned before, earlier in the Amid, two halachas concerning a Dvar Torah. The first halacha is, Lo yamid adam v'yispalel el mitoch Dvar Shal Torah, that tefillah has to come from Divrei Torah which precede it. And we also learned a second halacha, Al yifter adam mitoch chaveroi el mitoch Dvar Shal Torah. When you separate from your friend, when you take leave from your friend, it should be also from a Dvar Shel Torah. It seems to be that these two halachas are identical. You have to daven mitoch Dvar Shel Torah, and you have to separate from your friend mitoch Dvar Shel Torah. However, Rabbi Yirmiyah now is coming to tell us that there is a difference between the two halachas. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Lo yamoid adam yispal ela mitoch din shel halacha. As the Charedim explains, let's see the Charedim inside, the first wide line at the bottom, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Layamid, Bo Loimer, the Hodik Tani Little Bebraisa, the Lo Yispal Adam Elamitach Divrei Torah, the Chain Lo Yifter Mechaveroi, Lo Yishava Legamri. Even though, as we pointed out, they both say the same words, Elamitach Dvar Shel Torah, identical. However, Rabbi Yirmiyah wants to say there is a difference. The Mechaveroi Becholin Yin Torah Sagi. When you're taking leave from your friend, then you could say anything. You could say a pilpul, you could say a bekiyas, a vort on chumash. It doesn't matter what dvar Torah you tell him. Avol lehispalel. But when you're using dvar Torah as a preparation for tefillah, nehei the bechol inyan pasuk sagi beinyan halach. Nehei the bechol inyan pasuk sagi. Any kind of pasuk is fine, but beinyan halacha. But when it comes to halacha, tzarech sheyia din pasuk dein bayin. It has to be a conclusive din. It's not a pilpul. It's not something that you have to think about, which has iyun. Why? Because otherwise, while you're davening, you'll be thinking about the Ktsois, you'll be thinking about the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. That you shouldn't be busy with the lumdis and think about it during your davening. Kedis b'bavli, as we find in the Bavli Kameh and further in the Yerushalmi as well. So that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah is coming to say, that there's a difference between the Dvar Torah of separating from your friend, as opposed to the Dvar Torah of Tfilah. A Dvar Torah from your friend could be any Dvar Torah. A Dvar Torah for our preparation for davening has to be a halacha psuka, where there's nothing to think about. There's no iyun, because otherwise you'll be thinking about the lumdus of the Dvar Torah in the middle of davening. That will take away from your concentration in davening. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah says another halacha, Ha'isik b'tzarchei tzibur ka'isik b'divrei Torah, that if somebody is busy with a matter that helps the tzibur, that is like being osik in divrei Torah, says the Charedim, the last Charedim on the Amid, Ha'isik b'tzarchei tzibur v'tzliach, v'ein liboy Torah doid. You were matzliach, you accomplished it, you don't have to think about it anymore, how am I going to do it? You've done it. So then, you're able to get up from the tzarchei tzibur inyan that you just accomplished, which you're not going to think about anymore, and you're able to daven just as you get out of a psak din, which you don't have to think about, and the hagois in the beer of Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita states, Vim hoya oisig b'tzarchei tzibur, yocho lamoid b'tfila afilu loy osak b'divrei Torah. The Rabbi Yirmiyah is telling you here that oisig b'tzarchei tzibur is a substitute for oisig b'divrei Torah. Until now we learned that ein oimdin l'spal el mitach dvar Torah. Rabbi Yirmiyah is telling you that if you're oisig b'tzarchei tzibur and you've completed it and you don't have to think about it anymore, then you do not need to first learn and then daven. It's enough that you were oisik b'tzarchei tzibur, and then you can begin davening. And we now begin Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara will cite several examples of halachos, psukos, dinim, which do not require any thinking about them, and a person can say those dinim and then begin to daven and be mekayim that he's being mispal mitoich advar halacha, meaning a halacha psuka, a din, as we learned on Amud Aleph. Rav Chuna Amar, Rav Chuna would say the following halacha, and then he would get up to daven. Haroya tipa ke'ein hachardel. if a woman sees a drop of menstrual blood the size of a mustard seed, Yeshevis Mishameris Lov Shiva Nikiyim. So she waits 7 clean days because of what she has just seen. V'koim umatzli, and after Rav Chuna would say that halacha psuka, he would get up to daven. We're going to be learning the Charedim on the various halachas that are brought, because he explains them very clearly. Let's begin with this first halacha. Rav Chuna hava omar, halacha psuka zu, umitoicha oimer umispal. This same halacha psuka is brought in the Bavli. Besides the day that she ends seeing dam nidus, then she begins her 7 days of making sure that she is not seeing any more emissions. Now, what's the pshat that the girls, Jewish girls, were machmer on themselves? Says the Charedim, the Torah lo yitzricha shiva nekim el lezova. The only one who requires 7 days of checking and making sure that they're naki, that they're clean, that they're not having any emissions, is the zova. Ve'ena zova, elo harayish lashiyam ritzufim. B'toich achad asur yoyim shemein nida lenida. There are 11 days between one period of nidus, of 7 days of nidus, and then up to the 18th day. Those 11 days are, as we're going to see further in the Charedim, those 11 days are ziva days. Then if she would see dam after those 11 days, after the 18th day from the beginning of the first nidus, after the 18th day, it's again a nida period. So you have nida 7 days, you have 11 days ziva, and then you have another 7 days nidus. So the halacha of Zayin Nikiyim is only said by a zava, which are the intermediate 11 days between nida and nida, and it's only if she saw for 3 days in a row. But the B'nai Yisrael were machmer two chumras. Number one, even if it's not 3 days in a row, even if it's just a emission that's the size of a mustard seed, and that's all that she saw, even for that they were machmer shiva nekim, and even if it's not during the 11 days of the zava, it's part of the 7 days of nidus, they were still machmer to have shiva nekiyim. So this was the first halacha psuka that Rav Chuna said, and then he would go and daven. Continues the Gemara, Zohar bar Chenina Omar, he had a different halacha psuka. Hamak is dam bekachim mol. If somebody lets blood out of a animal that's hegdish, he is over on me'ila, and he'll have to bring a sham me'ila. Says the Charedim, Hamek is dam, Osir hadam ba no moil boy. This dam is Osir to have a no from, and one who had a no is moil. And now the Charedim asks a very strong question. Vavagav the Kaimelon, we have a halacha in Mesach de Mila, Daf Yud Aleph, the Ein Moil and Bedam Kachim, that there is no din Mila in Dam Kachim. Says the Charedim, it depends. Hani Mila Kishan Nishkatu Bazar. If the animal was shechted in the Azara Dichsiv, we learn from a pasuk. Vanina sativ lachem al mizbeach lechaper. I gave you these animals on the mizbeach for a kapora. So we learn out lekapora nisativ. I gave these animals. I gave this dam that's sprinkled on the mizbeach for a kapora. Veloila meila. I didn't give it that you should be over meila. So there, from there, we learn out that dam kachim. You're not moil. So why are you moil over here? The answer is, this is not dam kachim that was dam that was from the shechita in the Azara. Avol bedam hakaze. But when you let blood out of an animal for health reasons, has nothing to do with shechita, then moil and kloimer im nana mimenu, maybe karb mila. If you add a no from that, there is a din of me'ila, and one would have to bring a carbon me'ila. So Zohar bar Chinana would say that halacha, and then he would get up to daven. Hamek is dam bekachim mol oid hu mehilchas kesuvas. That's also one of the set halacha is that there's no pilpul, there's no ian, it's not going to distract your mind during davening, and you will be makayim of being oimid lispal mitoich dvar halacha psuka. Tani, in a brisa it was taught, Bar Kapora Amar, Bar Kapora said, Achad Usr Yoim Shebein Nidal Nid Halach Lamash Mesina, which we learned before, that the 11 days that are in between one Nida cycle and a second Nida cycle, that those are the days of Ziva, that's Halach Lamash Mesina, says the Haredim. Achad Usr Yoim Din Tyra Kahu, this is the Halach from the Tyra, Shah Shiva Yom Rishayim Sharasa Ishabem Dam, Haim Nikram Yemen Yidusa. The first 7 days that a woman sees dam, those are called the days of Nida. Umisaif Elu Ashiva Atashalim Shmoina Usr Yoim, from the end of those seven until the end of the 18th day, in other words, of the end of the intermediary 11 days, Haim Nikram Yemen Ziva, those are the days of Ziva. And then after the 18th day starts a new cycle of Nidas. V'chol Dam Shatir all blood, any blood that is seen in those 11 days, from the end of the 7 days of Nida until the end of the 18th day, ainu dam nidas, it's not dam nidas, al dam zivas. Will achur elu hashmoina aser, after these 18 days, chayzeres l'shivas yimeini du. So then she goes back to the 7 days of Nida, v'cheinu aser l'oilam, and this is a continuous revolving order of her emissions, first Nida 7 days, then 11 days Ziva, then another 7 days Nida. So this is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and this is the Din Midaraisa. The Rabbanin added Chumras to this Halacha, but this is the Etzem Din Midaraisa. So this is also a Halacha Ktsuva, and he would say it, and then get up to Davin. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Rav Hoshia, he had a different Halacha Psuka. Mar ba'odim dogim b'tevin, a person can add on to grain straw, Umarmalov, and in a crafty way, lepoitroi mina meisers, he could patter this grain from meiser. This was the halacha psukah that Rav Oishia would say, and then he would get up to Davin. Explains the halacha in the Charedim. Tani Rav Oishia, Lashon HaBavli, Marim Adam Atvazai, the person is like doing a trick. He's craftily being able to hold back on the chiv of meiser. How? He brings in the grain with the chaff on it, in order that his animal will be able to eat. He will not yet be chayv in meiser in this state. Why? Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains there in the Bavli. So before he smooths it out. She'ein mischayavis b'mayis from natural imken roya p'nei abayis mission nismarcha b'kri. There are two criteria in order to be chayiv in Maiser Minatara. One is it has to be roya p'nei abayis, it has to enter into the house. And the second is that it had to be smoothed out. This was a three-step process. The grain had to be winnowed from all straw, from chaff. It had to be piled up, and the pile had to be smoothed. And once that happens, there's miruach, and it was roya p'nei abayis, then there would be a chiyuv of meiser. Avol koydem miruach, ein rias p'nei abayis, k'vei l'maser. But before miruach, then even if it entered the house, that's not mechayev in meiser. D'chsiv, reishis d'goncha, kribe d'igunecha, d'hainu miruach. It has to be in a state of being smoothed down the pile for miruach. There's no chiv meiser from the Torah in this state. Rabbonin osru achilas kva. So really, it should be mutter for a person to eat because there's no chiv meiser on this. If it has in it chaff, if he adds straw into the grain and now it's in the state that it's not miruach, so there's no chiv, then he should be able to eat even achilas keva. And yet the Rabbonin only permitted him to eat achilas arai. For example, giving it to his animal, which is considered achilas arai, not a permanent eating, but like a temporary eating. Rabbanan asr achilas kva b'dover shloi nigmar malach de lemaiser. The Rabbanan made an injunction against grain that was not completed for Meiser that you cannot eat a regular Suda. Aval Achilas Arai Loyasru, that they did not prohibit. V'chol Achilas Behem Achilas Arai, he, any eating of an animal, that's considered Achilas Arai, as we learned in Mesechta Peya. And then the Charedim concludes, V'hana chavu hilchas psuka she'ein aleim kushes v'tirutzim she'etzorach lahar bohem. These are open and shut halachas. There's no discussion, there's no iyun, there's no questions, no answers. He's not going to think about them during his davening, during Shemoneh Esrei, and that's the way to daven mitoich a halacha psuka. And another final example of this is Avdan Shol Rebbe. Avdan would ask Rebbe, "Kama milus by kodesh? How many milus do we have by kodesh, by things that are hegdish?" V'hu amar le arbi, said four. V'kama milus by truma? How many milus are there in truma? V'hu amar le sholosh. And when he heard that psak halacha from Rebbe, v'karmu matzli, Avdan would then get up to daven. Explains the Charedim, Divrei Maskil Vahu Omar Le Dalid, which is five lines from the bottom of the Charedim, the Snam and Perik Bez Mesech Tataris, Harishin Vasheni Shabatruma Tmeim Vashlishi Pasul, that the first two that were touched are Tamei, but the third one is only Pasul. Pasul always means, as we'll see in the Charedim, that it cannot be Metame anything else. It is Tamei, but it can't be Metame. Ubekaidish, it goes one step further. Rishin Shani Shlishi Tmeim Ravi Pasul. Upirish Rabba Vadya, the Rav explains, Kikar Shal Truma, Shenaga Barishan Shal Chulin, Nasa Shani, Upaisal Shlishi. That if it became Tomei and it touched a Rishin, so that Rishin would become a Shani. And that Shani would now be able by Truma to pasel a Shlishi. And when you say pasel, it means that it stops there. The Shlishi cannot make a Revi. So a Revi could not become Tomei by Truma. But Umishum, the Shlishi, loy olam lifsol Revi, since the third one that was touched is not strong enough to make a fourth one Tomei, Mikri pasel v'loy Tomei. At the point where it is Tame, but it cannot be Metame, that is referred to as Pasul. So that would mean that Truma has three Malois, meaning that you only have to worry about a Rishon, Shani, and a Shlishi. More than a Shlishi, you don't have to worry by a Truma. The Kikr shall Kaidish and Naga B'Shani, but a Kikr of Kaidish that touched a Shani. Ikri Tame, it is Tame, Shapaisal Revi. So if the Kikr of Kaidish touched a Shani and it became Tamei, it in turn can be Metamei a fourth one. But the fourth one cannot be Metamei a fifth one. So the fourth one is called Pasul. The third one is still called Tamei, Shapaisul Revi, Vegamzu Allah Chapsuka. The fact that Truma has three milas, it pasels up till three, and Hegdish has four milas, it pasels up till four, that's Allah Chapsuka, and that can be used to daven from. You say the halacha psuka, you learn it, you don't think about it anymore, and you begin to daven. Continues the Gemara, Rab Chizkiya said in the name of Rab Yaakov Baracha, and Rab Yasa said in the name B'Shem Rab Yochanan, Lo'olam al Yehei Apostle Kazeh Zoz Mitoich Picha, you should always say the following pasuk. It should never be removed from your mouth. Hashem Tzvokos, Hashem the Lord of hosts of the legions, Imanu, he is with us. Mizgav lanu Elokei Yaakov Selo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Yaakov, he is a stronghold for us. If a person constantly says that, this is mechazik a person's emunah b'tochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he should always be saying this pasuk. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Avua, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avin said in the name of Rabbi Avua, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, V'chavraya and B'nei HaYeshiva, that's the first shot of the Merav Fulda. However, the Merav Fulda says, he thinks that the girsa here should be V'chavrei. It's not referring that the B'nei Yeshiva said the following, but V'chavrei, there is a companion pasuk, which also a person should always be saying Just like the first pasuk begins Hashem Tzvakos Imanu, so the second pasuk begins also Hashem Tzvakos. And this is also a pasuk that a person should constantly repeat. Hashem Tzvakos Ashrei Adam B'Teach Bach. Praiseworthy is the person who has betachan, who has faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now the Gemara is going to tell us a tefillah that, not a pasuk, but a tefillah that a person should always be repeating. Reb Chizki B'Shem Reb Avua, Yehi Ratzom Fanech Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Aviseinu, may it be the will of Hashem, our God, and the God of our forefathers, Shetatzileinu, that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should save us, Mishoas HaChatzufos, from the irrepressible, like the chutzpedika hours, hakasha is difficult, harois, evil, hayoitzais that come out, hamisrakshais that rush, love elolam, all these bad moments that are coming to attack us, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should save us from these bad moments. The Mishnah told us, the Gemara now is going to give us two sources for this halacha. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, Hishtachvul Hashem b'hadras kodesh, you should bow down to Hashem in holy splendor, and we change the hey to a ches, a hey and a ches are mischalef. We could switch one letter for the other, so instead of hadras kodesh, we put cherdas kodesh. We also change the order of the dalet and the resh. So we change the word hadras to cherdas kodesh, the awe, the trepidation, the holy trepidation. That is a sign that a person should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with fear, which is part of Kovid Rosh. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanin Omar, a second source, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira, as the Pnei Moshe explains, Tfila shehi avoida, avoida shebelev is Tfila. So that Tfila, that avoida tzor shehi b'yira mekaidim, has to first start with yira. And then the pasuk continues, v'gilu b'rada, and rejoice with trepidation. Explains the Pnei Moshe, v'gilu b'rada, sefer dekra darsh, Rav Acha. We already know from the beginning of the pasuk that it has to be b'kovid roish, because ivdu es Hashem b'yira. What's the end of the pasuk v'gilu b'rada? So Rav Acha explains the hachi kamar, im tekaimu zeh, if you will serve Hashem b'yira, if you'll daven with yirshamayim, with awe, with sublimating yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oz l'kishiyava yoyim rada, when a day of trepidation comes to the world, a day of punishment, yoyim hadin tagilu, you will rejoice, you will be spared in the schus that you davened with Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Acha l'kishiyava yoyim rada tagilu, that's the pshat in gilu barada, as a schus that you, and the merit that you were ivdus Hashem b'yira, you will be zoicha to gilu barada, and the day of the rada, the yom rada, you will be able to rejoice, you will be spared from the punishment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rada, and the day of the rada, the yom rada, you will be able to rejoice, you will be spared from the punishment of